In Los Angeles, if you're a journalist, covering misconduct within the LAPD and the much larger LA Sheriff's Department can keep you pretty busy. An investigation in the LA Times proves that, yet again, reporters obtained a secret list of hundreds of sheriff's deputies with histories of bad behavior, filing false police reports or even violence at home. And the list of about 300 deputies is so tightly controlled that only a handful of high-ranking officials have seen it. Well, now anyone who's paying attention is able to see, or at least hear about it. Kevin Roderick has seen the report. He's here with this week's LA Observed. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
This is a list, by the way, from 2014 of sheriff's deputies behaving badly, so it's a few years old. Give us a sense of some of the types of allegations here.
Well, the allegations on this so-called Brady list are pretty serious. There are allegations there of sheriff's deputies who ginned up fake evidence to try to send people to jail, of deputies coercing sex out of people they stopped on the street for traffic violations. These are some really, really serious charges.
Now, part of why this is so damning, Kevin, is that we rely on sheriff's deputies for all sorts of things, right, that require credibility, including being witnesses at trial and other things. You mentioned they're ginning up evidence, or at least that's the accusation. That's what these lists say. Why is this so troubling?
Well, first of all, the sheriff's department is the local police force for about half the people that live in Los Angeles County. So that's to begin with. But they're also, you're right, they testify in court cases and they do investigations. And you do expect your police to be honest in their investigations. And this Brady list is it came about because sheriffs are required, all prosecutors are required to give potentially clearing information to criminal suspects. So what's really disturbing here is that the Times took the deputies' names that it had, compared it to public records and other sources that it was able to tap, and found that these deputies are the witnesses in potentially 62,000 felony cases. And so that would be a massive impact if those cases were, for instance, need to be revisited, if anyone's conviction were to be overturned. And it also opens up the county to a massive legal settlements if it turns out that there was actual misconduct by sheriff's deputies that led to people being convicted in ways they should not have been.
Yeah, it's not just about justice. This is also about economics. This is a lot of money that potentially could come out of the pockets of LA County.
Yes, I believe that too. You know, the city of Los Angeles has recently paid out millions of dollars in settlements to people who are wrongly evicted. But I would not minimize the effect on the criminal justice system, because this is potentially a tidal wave of new cases to be looked at.
What does Sheriff Jim McDonnell have to say about this?
Well, Sheriff Jim McDonnell is actually the reason that this list was compiled. The function of the Brady list was required by an old legal settlement that said, you know, evidence that might clear a suspect has to be shared with that suspect. But Sheriff McDonnell, who came in the aftermath of Sheriff Baca's demise as the sheriff, said, we have some problem deputies here. I'm trying to clean house. And he asked for this list in particular to be compiled of potential problem deputies, people who they thought had been accused of crimes, had been convicted, had been in trouble in some way. So he is the originator of this list and also the one who's keeping it tight, but he would like to turn it over to prosecutors to make the court system more transparent. The unions that represent deputy sheriffs are fighting that really, really hard.
So, Kevin, what happens next then? What's the next step in this process?
Well, the California Supreme Court is expected next year to take up this question of what to do with this list.
All right, Kevin Roderick with LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.